Well, in the midst of so many disruptive events globally, stock markets are booming. One prominent financial columnist has called it the most hated rally in history, as some make gains while others face enormous hardship. Our business reporter David Taylor has been meeting two people on either side of the divide.
Henry Jennings reckons the coronavirus crisis has left him, well, better off.
Sometimes fortune favours the brave. Some people would call us lucky. I'd rather say that it was where planning and opportunity came together.
Henry Jennings writes for a share market newsletter and trades on the side. He's ridden the recent big lift in stock prices, boosting his own personal wealth, while he says subscriptions to his newsletter have increased substantially.
Our strategy and our nimbleness has paid off, and as a result, we've attracted some good numbers in terms of subscribers, which is always pretty pleasant.
The stock market rally itself is being described by some as the most hated rally in history. The ASX 200, for example, is now up an impressive 35% since its lows in March. It's still down 15 to 20% from its recent peak in February. Enormous amounts of government rescue money, combined with record low interest rates and billions in financial market stimulus, is seeing those with money piling into stocks.
Now, of course, the stock market is a forward-looking indicator, so we are anticipating green and pleasant conditions in the valley across the way in the future. The problem will come, of course, if we don't see that recovery in the economy as quickly as some hope.
40-year-old Nathan Collinson is one job seeker who's desperate to see an economic recovery that you might expect given the stock market's recent performance. He's been struggling to land a full-time job for close to a decade now, and the pandemic has only made that struggle harder.
I mean, that's the thing nowadays. You can send out like 100 or so applications and you don't get any responses. You're lucky to get, you know, thank you, we received your letter, or, you know, it's amazing if you even get the chance of a job interview nowadays. So there's absolutely no feedback. There's not a lot of suitable jobs.
And the outlook for job seekers is bleak. Treasury and several bank economists have the unemployment rate above 7% well into next year. And today's figures from the Bureau of Statistics showing a huge 17% fall in retail sales for April, and yesterday's news of Australia entering recession, don't paint an encouraging picture about the health of the economy.
It's Groundhog Day. Every day you get up and you try and, you know, look for work or, you know, keep yourself occupied, whatever. I mean, it's like very depressing, you know.
The Reserve Bank governor says he wants business to invest and shoppers to spend more money. That, he argues, will grow the economy and put more people in work. The government's rescue packages are also aimed at this idea. But policy think tank, the Grattan Institute, wants to challenge this. Household Finances Program Director Brendan Coates says simply asking businesses and consumers to spend more will likely only benefit those who are already relatively well off.
So we're going to have to see more stimulus go into the economy, more cash payments, extra infrastructure spending in order to give households and businesses confidence that the recovery is going to be quick and that therefore they should open their wallets and contribute to it.
But again, Brendan Coates, even if there is an increase in spending and the economy moves forward as we define it, there will still be plenty of people who miss out and who can't benefit from that, what we define as economic growth. Is there a silver bullet for this in terms of policy? Tax reform, maybe?
I think what it means is a lot of people are going to struggle for a long time post-COVID. So the most important thing is making sure the supports stay in place for a long time. On the whole, then we've got to think about how to grow the economy coming out the other side. And that does probably mean structural reforms. It means tax reforms on the table, maybe industrial relations. But those are things that are really only going to take effect in the long term. The most important thing for the time being is getting unemployment down as quickly as we can. And that really means the government and the Reserve Bank have to do everything they possibly can to get that number down quickly so the Australians are back in jobs and have money to spend.
And there's no time to waste because, as job seeker Nathan Collinson explains, hitting your head up against a jobs market brick wall is no fun at all.
It really does affect your emotional health. You get a job interview, so you lift your spirits up, you put on a brave face, you put on a nice shirt, you know, you go in there, try and present well, and then they tell you that you're overqualified. And that just breaks your heart.
Job seeker Nathan Collinson, David Taylor with that report.